reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11, verses 25 to 27. At that time Jesus exclaimed, "I bless you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, for hiding these things from the learned and the clever, and revealing them to mere children. Yes, Father, for that is what it pleased you to do. Everything has been entrusted to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, just as no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." The Word of God. Again, this is quite a challenging reading. Again, it is quite countercultural. The way we seem to be expected to be able to do so much in an adult way, with adult principles of getting things done, is being challenged here in this brief, short reading. And it raises serious issues for us who have been baptized into Jesus Christ for such a long, long time. Do we actually really know Jesus? Do we know the Father? Do we experience deep communion of heart with all those who do? It's very, very challenging. And what do we think about children? Children are noisy, they're demanding, they're full of fun. They're mercurial in that they're in one humor of joy and delight one minute, and quickly they turn to tears and are back looking for solace and comfort from their parent or caregiver. They seem to have such capacity and energy and delight in all that is happening around them. On the go the whole time, and then complete collapse when they go to sleep. And yet, here we have Jesus Christ telling us that God has revealed so many things to mere children, those who are simple in their outlook, so rapid to respond, so enjoying of everything that is, so much energy, sort of delightfully puzzling when we look at it. This reading also brings us back to what our basic concepts of God are. From time to time over the years, these basic concepts are challenged as we see yet another insight, another emerging possibility of the reality of God, that mystery of life within the midst of us. As I was preparing this, or thinking about preparing this homily for the 14th of July, a monthly periodical that we get arrived in the post, and on the back page there's an article by Karen Mathias. She and her husband, Jeff, and their four children have gone back to the north of India where they work in health and community development. And Karen writes a fairly regular column in this newspaper called Tuimotu. And in today's copy, she is reflecting on principles laid out by Bernard Lonergan, the Canadian philosopher. He has laid out five transcendental imperatives that indicate how we should be. And then Karen reflects on these in the way that her children remind her, the way that her children exemplify these principles in their everyday life and what a lot she has to learn from them. In fact, she says, my children can be my Zen masters for these imperatives. The first one is be attentive. The second, be intelligent. The third, be reasonable. Then be responsible and be in love is the fifth one. For the first one, be attentive. Karen recalls the attentiveness and responsiveness of her little toddler as she points out the beauty of a fluffy dandelion on its long stalk and wants to blow away the seeds, puffing, and a cloud of dandelion seeds float away. Then there is the sound of the dog barking away in the distance, and the toddler can draw her mother's attention to this. So Karen then reflects on the areas of possible attention in her own life, along a similar vein of the delight of the child. So the fifth one, be in love. She says all these characteristics of the adult, being reasonable, responsible, and intelligent, all of these become like clanging noise unless they're permeated by love. And so with the work of love for the other person, the love of God present in that mystery of the other, that Jesus Christ in the midst of the other person's life, this is what we have to love, rather than the annoying quirks or the disagreeable things that they portray so often. This great love, attentiveness, responsible reasonableness, and intelligence is what so many of the saints have portrayed before us. People like Oscar Romero, Dorothy Day, and today's saint, Camillus de Lellis. He was an extraordinary 6 footer, 2 meter high man, and he's said to have had such a bad temper, a leaning towards brawling and a serious addiction to gambling, not very promising qualities for a young man in his 20s, but not such rare ones either. But after he was injured during one of the wars he went off to, he was afflicted badly by this this wounding that he had, so that eventually he became careful of all those who were sick, set up this ministry to those who were sick, set out looking for them to bring them to a place where they could be cared for. So much so that he was eventually ordained a priest with the Capuchins, I think, and set off on this great ministry, which has been developed to such an extremely efficient state in our lives today with the hospital systems and the ministry of so many people. It's so many specialist areas within our hospitals, so that many of us are cared for several times over during our lives, rather than being crippled through something that was left unattended or tended only with magical remedies. So today, this message to us to be as children and to discover the mystery of the love of God, the mystery of the power of Jesus Christ, is sort of like a turnaround yet again. So often it's easy for adults to hide behind the Catholic teaching or follow the current cultural trends and fashions. And here is Jesus saying, no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. And Jesus says to become as little children, dependent, enjoying all that's going on around us, responding to the joys around us, responding to the needs of others, responding to the beauty, just as that little child up there in India calling his mother's attention to the beauty of a dandelion, something we mow down quite mercilessly here in New Zealand.